Hello, everyone. Ailey, I think, yeah, I can mute you. There we go. Hi, everyone. Wonderful to see you. So today's practice, we're live from Osling Monastery. I can see Magda and Christian there, also joining from Osling Monastery. It's lovely to see you. So today we're going to be practicing on Mahamudra and the breath. And so really the emphasis here is in the simplicity of the practice, that really all we need to do is bring awareness to anything and everything that arises. And as we know from Rinpoche's instructions, we never want to concentrate. We're never really trying to sort of zoom in on a particular experience. So here we're just going to bring that light touch of awareness to the breath. And just simply knowing that we're breathing, just as simple as that, as light, as gentle, as just simply being aware of the breath. So I will guide you through it so you can hopefully relax and enjoy. We'll begin, as always, with the chanting. So I'll bring that up on the screen now. And so as I do this, if you'd like to find a nice comfortable posture. So, making sure that the spine is gently upright. And the body is relaxed and at ease. So, just seeing if we can get that balance right from the beginning. We're present. And yet just being, simply being. And so now connecting the heart with the practice, bringing to mind your motivation. It might come about in words, it might just be an intuition, a feeling, but just connecting with your motivation for practicing today. And then opening the heart to include all beings. Arousing the aspiration that all beings may come to recognize their true nature, completely free from suffering. May all beings manifest their true potential, their innate qualities. And so we'll chant refuge and bodhicitta twice in Tibetan and once in English. Sangye jirang sogi chognam la chanjur badur dang ni gyab chi dagi jin soji pe sonam gi Trungla pinches sangi Dagi jinsu. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Supreme Assembly, I take refuge until enlightenment is achieved. May the merit of my generosity and other virtuous deeds lead to Buddhahood for the welfare of all beings. And the four immeasurables. Sim chin tam chi de wa dang de we gi dang dem ba gi chi dung nal gi gi dang dra wa gi chi dung nal me be de wa dam pa dang min dra wa gi chi Ni ring jack dang ni dang drawe tang yom jem pola ne bagurji sim jen tam ji de wadang de wagi dang dem bagurji dung nal gi Gidang drawa gujik Dung nao me be de wa dampa Dang min drawa gujik Ni ring chak dang ni dang drawe Tang yom jem pula ne ba gujik May all sentient beings have happiness and its causes. May they be free from suffering and its causes. May they never be parted from sublime bliss, free from suffering. May they dwell in great equanimity, free from attachment and aversion to those near and far. So just resting the mind as it is, relaxing the body, and just allowing everything to be just as it is. As we rest in this way, we might notice pockets of tension relaxing, opening. So just bringing awareness, simply noticing the sensations in the body as you rest in awareness. And so observing with this quality of equanimity, there's nothing we need to change. And so now bringing awareness to the experience of breathing. So noticing each inhalation, followed by the exhalation. Noticing the air, the breathing in through the nostrils, the mouth, and breathing out. Maybe noticing the abdomen rising and falling. Just relaxing the mind and the body. Opening up with every out breath. Now, noticing that at the end of each exhalation, maybe there's a little gap before the next in-breath. Seeing if we can just rest our awareness in that gap. We're not concentrating, not focusing, just simply being. And so with this quality of or this presence, which is open, relaxed, seeing if we can just allow whatever arises in the experience to be there. We don't need to block thoughts or emotions. Just let them come and go as they like. I'm seeing if we can just keep a gentle touch of awareness connected to the breath. Not getting lost in thoughts or emotions. And at the same time, relaxed, open. Ordinary mind. And the practice here is really getting that balance where the mind is relaxed, we're not striving. And yet we're not so sloppy that we're getting caught up in distraction again and again. time to time. If it's helpful, we can check in with the posture, making sure the body is still gently upright, helping to support a quality of presence, wakefulness. Returning to the breath, breathing in, breathing out. Unaware of the gaps between the breath. And allowing whatever is arising to be here, to be known. So for the last few moments, we can let go of any awareness of the breath and just simply rest in awareness, allowing everything to be just as it is. So as we bring the practice to a close, we can again connect with our motivation at the beginning, bringing to mind the four immeasurables, really wishing all beings to be happy and have the causes of happiness, to be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. And so sharing any goodness, any merit that's come from the collective merit of the group. And really touching into the heart and making this aspiration that all beings may really be free from suffering. That all beings really connect with their innate qualities already here. And sending that goodness out to the world as we recite the closing dedication together. Sonam dhitam jisigpani dobne nibhidranam Jine Egana Chibalam Drupayi. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing from the stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death. From the ocean of existence, may all beings be free. Thank you, everyone, for your energy.
Thank you, Kunsala. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kunsala. Thank you.
Obrigada. Thank you very much.
Wonderful.
Thank you,
Kunsala.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.